episode 52 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hello.
Hey, and Gabe Philbin.
Hi.
And Dylan Roush.
Hello.
Hey.
And good hey. Evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Just to have you guys know, before we started recording, Dylan was talking to his mom, and he talks to her the same way he talks to all of us. So
I literally talk to everyone the same way I talk to you guys. There is no discrimination.
So if you think he's just it's just an actor that he's just angry there. No.
Dylan has no. Equal Dylan. Opportunity anger.
Yeah.
It's true.
I do what not the fuck is a key fob?
Discrimination is not in my veins. I hate you all equally. Not.
Well, Gabe, what happened this week?
Well.
Shit.
Over the course of the last 2 weeks, actually, because we missed last week. But that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. Orcs Must Die 2 has a release date of July 30th, and it has co-op now. So
that's
happy.
The only thing I really wanted in the first one was co-op. I was like, yeah. Yeah, this is pretty fun, but I'm glad I only paid like $3 for it.
Yeah, like I can talk to Dylan when we both play it at the same time, but that's about it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Totes
my goat.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Totes my goats.
It's like Lone Wolf McQuaid. That's a real movie, you know. Featuring Chuck Norris.
Yeah, that's exciting news.
I always wanted his fucking, what was it, the blazer I think he has.
That's also exciting news.
You're fucking right it is. You don't talk Norris. Shit about a Chevy blazer. Don't
Chuck
run
Norris
your
wears
ass
a blazer?
Over.
Thought he wore like a jean vest.
I'm talking about
a
fucking
car,
you car. Idiot.
Oh, I thought you said Chuck Norris. Oh, Jesus.
A Chevy. Chevy Blazer. Oh, man. Just picturing that. It's got the emblem, like, all over
Wait,
it.
Wait, is it? Oh, shit. It's not Chevy,
no,
is it?
No, that's right. Blazer is Chevy.
But oh. did someone in conversation say Chuck Norris?
Yes.
Is that just, okay, thanks.
I heard that. Hey, Gabe, I heard it that way,
Lone
too.
Lone Wolf McQuaid.
Yeah.
I heard, I want what he's wearing to
his,
some effect.
No, I was talking about his sweet truck.
Yeah, we know, but that's hilarious that Gabe confused it for, like, a jacket.
You might have said
well, because I remember
blazer.
Seeing pictures of Chuck Norris in a jean vest thing.
Yeah.
Denim vest, I don't know, yeah. Fashion.
That's not a blazer, asshole.
Yeah,
I know, that's why I was questioning it.
Well, maybe that's a
but
Chevy
you don't know
blazer,
what a, you don't
Dylan.
Know what a Chevy with... Dylan said Chevy blazer.
Yeah. Well, okay,
one of the sweetest
of all,
trucks of all time.
Gabe pictured a denim vest. Dylan says, well, that's not a blazer. Well, maybe it's a Chevy blazer.
See, and
like
then
a
you
rock.
Said Chevy blazer, so I thought like a Chevy branded thing, a product placement or something.
Dumbass.
You laugh. This is all making perfect sense to me still.
Me too.
Time Splitters 4 might come as a free-to-play game in the future.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't believe that. We've had chances for multiple Time Splitters games, and we haven't got shit. I'm not letting them hang me.
I don't know about
like
that.
This.
Time Splitters 4 had one thing, and then Haze came out, and the company went down the toilet.
Yeah.
Down the toilet.
Down Free Radical, which used to be rare. We've actually talked about this quite a bit.
Yes. Indubitably.
Free!
But they are now part of Crytek.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
Crytek
that's pretty
UK.
Cool. So it'll be a pretty game, and
I don't know if I want
some sweet
a free-to-play Time Splitters.
Hell no.
I want a real Time Splitters. That's fake.
You're fake!
Yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Free-to-play is getting a big push right now, so I could see it happening.
Yeah, like, some free-to-play games work.
I mean, like, Tribes Ascend is a free-to-play first-person shooter.
Tribes is really fun. I just really, really suck at it.
MechWarrior
exactly.
Online's gonna be a free-to-play game.
Isn't Tribes is just straight-up multiplayer.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, I mean, I kind of like the single-player in Time Splitters, so that's...
You
did? I would look, yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
Time Splitter has an awesome multiplayer, though, too.
Yeah, that was the whole point of the fucking game. No one cares about single player except Javi, apparently.
I like single player in some games.
Why am I the only guy that can appreciate single player FPS?
Like, I'm going to be honest. I didn't even own the game. I only played single player FPSs.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do too.
Whatever, Gabe. Whatever. We heard you just now.
You want free to play garbage.
I hate him.
Chuck Norris,
and I want a
jacket,
Chevy Blazer.
You're a dickhead.
You want free to play.
I want free to play multiplay.
You want twoof.
I want twoof. And I have quest tubs. Why you laugh at my quest tubs? I seek twoof.
Team Fortress works free to play.
Answer the quest tob.
It's got a hat economy.
Team Fortress works great free to play, except I treat it as a fucking money pit.
You do. You have spent more money than I have, and I bought the game.
Well, Gabe, wait till I talk about MechWarrior Online in a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll get through the news. I'll get to that.
I've owned
Team Fortress for a couple years now. I bought it years ago, and Gabe didn't, and he spent more than I have.
I don't even want to think about it.
I know. I bought it with the orange box. The orange box was like 50.
I think I obtained individually. Like, I got all the Half-Life games in a Half-Life package, Portal when it was free, because it was on Mac, and then Team Fortress when it became free.
Something like that.
Fun facts about my Steam library. I also have Train Simulator.
Hell yeah, that was our fucking Christmas gift to him.
Well, that's if college doesn't work out for Gabe. He's going to become a conductor.
If it doesn't crash his computer. Yeah.
Train Simulator. I have 3 minutes played. Last played January 2nd, which is the day Harris got it for me. I loaded it up for those 3 minutes, and it crashed my computer, and I never opened it again.
Such a shame.
Yeah. So much potential behind that one. Mm. So much potential. But there is a new simulator game coming out this week, which I'm
makes
very...
Makes you almost wish it was as reliable as a Chevy Blazer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and looked as good.
Fucking right.
On Chuck Norris, I guess.
Good for any occasion.
So it's a car.
Yes!
The Chevy Blazer is a car.
It's a truck!
Okay.
Well, it used to be. Now, from now on, when I refer to it, it will always be a denim jacket.
I have a denim jacket. Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, in Why Didn't You Say This at E3, You Dummy News, Metal Gear Solid 5 is official, I guess, now. And it will have Solid Snake in it. So, hold on to your butts.
Kojima doesn't have to make Metal Gear Solid 5.
Why
no, he
didn't
doesn't.
They say that at E3? What the fuck?
It's so weird how he said it, though.
Instead, they just casually just kind of say, it's happening in an interview.
Metal Gear is a thing, you know?
Yeah, no.
Because it's kind of expected at this point.
But, like, in the same sentence he said Solid Snake will be in Metal Gear Solid 5, he was like, but I did want Solid Snake to die at the end of Metal Gear Solid 4. It's like, then why isn't he?
He needs to
Which
make
leads
up
me
his
to believe
mind.
It's a prequel.
Well, do you remember
I'm
all those...
this is a prequel, then.
I hope that Metal Gear Solid 5 is just one long cutscene.
Does anybody remember the advertising? No room for Hideo, no room for Snake? What happened to that? Because there's plenty of room.
I don't know.
You don't remember that? Javi, I think you remember it, don't you?
Yeah, of course I remember it.
Fucking right you do.
How many times is that guy going to say he's done with the franchise?
He was done with the franchise after number two.
Yeah. So, fuck that. Fuck him. I've gone on long rants before on the show about Metal Gear and what's happened
to it. I know
you
have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
I know Heidenweiss is probably all happy about this.
Yeah, Heidenweiss, you're probably flipping out, and more power to you, but I don't know. I remain...
I'm happy that you can be excited. Yes,
you know,
I'm very skeptic about this.
Here's my thoughts on Metal Gear Solid 5. It shouldn't be called Metal Gear Solid 5, and even though it is called 5...
There was its first mistake.
Well, here's the thing. If it's starring Solid Snake, and they hold true that he died in 4, and it's like a prequel,
then why is it called 5? I mean, it's just like what they did with 3. So if that's the case, don't call it 5. And I hope it's a prequel that like basically remakes the NES games or the MSX games. That'd be cool. But yeah, that's the only way I'd be like super excited for it. If it was the MSX games retold, that'd be awesome.
Well, it is in the Fox engine, which has a big old like forest tech demo, and the MSX game was in a forest, so.
No, they weren't actually.
the opening wasn't it? The NES was.
That's the NES one, right? They added that forest. That wasn't.
Oh,
in the MSX
okay.
One. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's so you know what's gonna happen? It's gonna be young, or Snake's not gonna be an old man, and Javi's gonna be like, I'm buying it.
Oh, absolutely. if he's not an old man. Dude, you know what? I'm buying it no matter what.
Yeah, I'm buying it even if he is an old man.
Regardless of what happens, we're gonna
Me and Dylan are. I don't know about, I definitely don't think Ryan will, but I don't know about Gabe either.
I'll buy it. I like Metal Gear Solid. I just think it's kinda dumb.
Oh. Yeah, well, I agree.
I embrace its stupidity as one of my own. Stupid thing.
I hate that it's dumb. It makes
one of my own, and then I lost. Oh yeah, I don't have anywhere to go with that one.
You dug yourself a hole that only a Chevy Blazer can get you out of.
Hey, what's this episode called?
Chevy Blazer. I'm just gonna get a fucking picture of a Blazer.
What company was using Like a Rock?
That was Chevy.
Like a Rock! Ooh, Like a Rock!
That shows a fucking really durable suit jacket.
It can handle rocks Chevy thrown Blazer. At it.
It's the bear suit.
continuing on, Saints Row the Third's highly anticipated expansion, Enter the Dominatrix, has been canceled, which is really strange.
That's
because it's already been advertised for quite a bit. And
so, was it true that they're going to try and roll it into 4? Is that
that's what it says? But okay. This is fucking weird. The only goddamn DLC I gave a shit about in that game, the rest of them I could give a fuck. Go fuck yourself, DLC for that game.
You don't want to play as Cheapy D? It's free.
No, not really.
Oh, no.
Anyways, and then DLC comes along that sounds pretty interesting. I'm like, hey, cool, maybe I'll check it out. And then they're like, oh, it's canceled. Here, have a bunch of DLC with like shark guns and Hustler models.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of disappointing, but I mean, I
more
guess
than
it's content
kind
we'll
of
still,
disappointing. Now
it's
I
content
have a reason
we'll
to delete
to see,
my installation of Saints Row 3.
Well, there you go. Free up a little space.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, did you finish the game?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah.
I don't think I'm not going to try for platinum.
I still need to play it on PS3. I've still got it sitting here.
Oh, hey, Ryan, remember when I bought Starhawk?
We can play! I said we can play! And the night I'm like, let's play, you're like, okay, and then you're gone all night.
And then I try to get you, like, many nights after, and it's never...
No, you haven't!
I have.
You have not!
Maybe if Fozzie wasn't taking up all your time and monopolizing Javi.
Yeah, what? Fuck.
The artist formerly known as Fazio Auditore has monopolized Javi.
He's running a monopoly.
Tweet at him right now. Stop monopolizing.
Moving on. Okamiyan HD has been announced, and I'm very excited. It's coming in the fall for $20 on PlayStation Network, and we'll have 51 trophies and a platinum.
You know, all they had to say was, oh, hey, Okami is coming out in HD, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm buying it.
Well, when I first heard about it, like, up until just right now, I thought it was going to be another fucking full retail disc release, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to fucking buy it.
No, it's $20
on PSN.
Yeah, $20.
Yeah, yeah, that definitely sweetens the deal.
I know.
Pick it up.
If I buy this, which I will, it'll be the fourth time I've bought that game. I bought it on PS2 when it came out. I bought it fucking opening day, like the day it came out. I went to GameStop and I was like, "Oh, Kami." And they're like,
"Boy, don't
whoa.
I don't really. I'm not fond of the combat."
They were like, "Did you pre-order it?" And you said no. And they
fuck
said, "Get
no,
the
why
fuck
would
out."
I pre-order it. No one bought that game. And then I bought it for Wii. And then I bought it for my friend Sam's birthday on the Wii. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad the company that made it's fucking defunct.
Defunct.
Yep.
Boom. It's not gonna stop God hand. Them from releasing it again and again.
Yeah, I think
you're gonna get
after
Okami
this,
3DS.
You're...
Well, we talked about this like earlier this week of how like Clover Studios bombed because God Hand reviewed like shit and.
But God Hand was actually really fun.
And
I don't think it bombed because of the reviews.
Well, not, like, but that was like...
It bombed because it was a niche title.
It got good reviews, it just got slaughtered by Chris Roper on IGN. Like, IGN gave it a bad review, but it got good reviews everywhere else.
Yeah, it's actually a really fun game. It's just a really niche game.
Mm. But we were talking about how Clover got shut down after that game came out. And then... There was Free Radical got the kaput after Haze, but then Silicon Knights has somehow stayed around for so fucking long.
Yeah, what's the last game they made?
Eternal
Darkness?
Fucking
human.
And they're still around.
And they just lost the lawsuit.
Wasn't Two Humans supposed to be like a trilogy?
You know. Yes.
It looked like it was like a Mass Effect. Like it came out the same time as Mass Effect, and it looked like Mass Effect.
Yeah, it was Unreal, Unreal Engine 3, like Mass Effect is. But
well, it was
for
like that
some
cyberpunk,
reason,
it was like a cyberpunk retelling of Norse mythology.
Really?
Yeah,
that sounds like a horrible fanfic.
I really like Norse mythology, but that just doesn't sound.
Yeah, that's exactly what. That's what it is, and. It was like the story was kind of cool, but it played. It wasn't very good. Like playing.
the story was
actually kind of cool. I kind of liked it.
So were you
and,
Thor, Odin's son of the future?
You were. Shit, Odin's in it. I believe it's been a long time, man. I'd have to go back and look at who all's in it. I don't remember who you play.
I know you're bald.
I gathered that much.
I'm gonna go look this up right now.
Two Humans case made me laugh.
You didn't know it was a Norse mythology thing?
No. Me?
Yeah, well, Dylan.
I didn't know.
I didn't know the Chevy Blazer was a car, so I don't know anything.
Staring at you, and it looks hilarious.
Let's see.
Silicon Knights is just kind of released dud after dud and just is still around, which amazes me. Absolutely amazes me.
Did we lose Javi?
We might have. He might
yeah,
be
we
dead.
Did. Yeah, we
Fozzy
were quite
is monopolizing him still. Jesus fucking Christ.
You play the lead character, Balder?
His name is Balder and he's completely bald?
No.
Jesus. That's hilarious.
B-A-L-D-U-R.
Fistful of assholes. God damn it, that's awesome.
Oh, God. They should have sued themselves for being so stupid. Am I right?
Just go look at the wiki, Dylan.
I will.
All that.
I am doing it right now. Two Human Wikipedia. Javi.
Yep.
You're back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. The main character from Two Human is named Balder. Because he's bald.
I don't know if that's why he's named that.
No, it's why he's named that, Ryan. Stop.
You're playing... What the fuck, man?
Yeah, I know. I actually don't know. I don't know a damn thing about that game.
Well, Balder is a Norse god.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know which one.
The bald one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
God of the hairline.
You're a fucking idiot.
The god of Rogaine.
Yeah.
True.
Well, moving on. The Summer of Arcade titles have been released. It's going to be starting out with Tony Hawk HD.
Oh, and then, yes, I fucking can't wait for that.
That Kinect game, Wrecketeer, that was shown at Microsoft's E3.
This is going to be a reckoning. It's my fist in your face, Gabe.
Yes.
Deadlight, which is a side-scroller that looks a lot like the movie and book The Road. So it's like this post-apocalyptic kind of thing. Hybrid, which I have no idea what it is. And Dust and Elysian Tale, another game which I have no idea what it is. All of these will be $15, except Wrecketeer will be
$10. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Neat.
Yeah. Wait, Gabe, what came out yesterday, though? Civ 5 expansion.
It did. We're getting there.
Oh, okay.
We're getting there. We're actually there right now. This week, Civ 5, highly anticipated by Dylan, expansion came out, Gods and Kings. Also, Quantum Conundrum. Yes, yes, by Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
No, you get out of here.
Starring Madea.
Don't you put that evil on me.
Also, Quantum Conundrum, which is a puzzler game by the guy who created Portal.
Hey, cool. Neat.
Apparently a lot of people are interested in that. I haven't seen a damn thing about it. So I need to look at that. I heard Ryan have a lot of fun with this demo. Steel Battalion, Heavy Armor.
Oh,
he was really
man.
Enjoying
Let
that one.
Let me tell you a thing or two
I heard that game was a steaming pile of shit.
Yeah, it kind of is. I only could even make it through the training portion. Actually, I didn't make it all the way through that because it was just so frustrating trying to get anything to work. And like, I really feel for the guys who had to play through the whole fucking game, like for review. Like that sounds like
wait,
a
Ryan, you're
thing.
Not going to review it?
No. But yeah, it was like it had a lot of really cool ideas. But I don't think the technology's there to execute them. Like,
take that Kinect.
Because the Kinect is a steaming pile of shit.
But it's not if you know how to develop for it.
You mean dance you games, which is the only thing it seems to do well.
Gunstringer's fine. Child of Eden's fine.
I forgot about Child of Eden.
So those two games made that entire $200 add-on worth it.
Well, a lot of people play dance games. I mean, that's fine. Like, just because you're not into it doesn't mean they're not worthwhile. Like,
I'd rather just buy a DDR pad.
Well, don't buy one. Jesus.
DDR is so much better than Dance Central.
Hell yeah.
There, I said it.
I have never played either. So, anyway, yeah, it was like there was. Like, you would have to, in order to shoot at anything, you had to look through this little fucking opening on the front of the vertical tank. And to do that, you had to, like, hold out your hands, and then it would, like, your guy would, like, reach out and grab these bars and, like, pull his face up to look through the window. And then you'd have to put your hands back out to push away. And then if you wanted to vent smoke, you had to reach up and pull out this panel and then flip the switch. And it was just, like, all this shit that was so convoluted and, like, things would be too close together, so you'd like try to hit one thing and hit another one on accident, and it would, and then like to shift the camera, like a lot of times, like during the demo, a lot of times like I'm getting yelled at to do one thing, but I'm stuck in a certain camera position, and it's not picking up the motion to like move out of that camera angle, and eventually I was just like, man, fuck this, I am done, I can't do this, and. Like, during the demo, like, you're walking up to your vertical tank and having you do dumb shit, like, pick up this piece that's on the ground and put it back on your vertical tank. Like, really? Like, I shook someone's hand?
Someone, all necessary. I know about that game is someone pees on an apple and then, like, throws it at you and you try to catch it.
Yeah, yeah, he did do that. There was a guy, peeing, and then he pees on himself in his hands, because you surprise him, and then he throws you fruit that he touches with his pee hands. So,
that's relatable. I get that.
So, no, it was just what I played from the demo was just god awful. So I could kind of see, I could kind of draw the line from A to B and see how they came to a bunch of threes. Except Xbox Magazine gave it a 7.5.
Sweet.
I was like, really?
Man, I should go out and buy it then.
Like, go look at the
your app,
the meta review on Joystick. Every score is a 3, except for Xbox Magazine or whatever. Like, it's some Xbox site. It, yeah, it gave it a site or magazine or something. Gave it a 7.5, and everything else is a 3, except for Polygon. They gave it a 1. Yeah.
Huh.
So
that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. What else is pretty cool? I don't know if this is cool, but it's Pokemon Conquest, which is a Pokemon game with, like, Dynasty Warrior characters, something like that. I don't know, something really weird. It's a turn-based RPG with not Pokemon characters using Pokemon.
Yeah, it looks like I said, if in case you were worried that it wasn't Japanese enough,
don't worry.
They've taken care of it. It's samurai warriors fighting with
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I don't know.
Gabe?
Yes?
Is it good?
Yes.
I don't know.
You're the worst in
terms. I haven't even looked up anything about it other than, well, I mean, I watched the trailer and read about it, but
other
I haven't
than
seen any
it
scores.
Exists.
Yeah, I haven't seen any scores or anything, so I don't know how it's doing out there.
Interesante.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I was asking.
But it did have you haven't read my article, some guy like trying to like add some sort of canon to the timeline of Pokemon. Like, why is there a Mewtwo in there? Mewtwo didn't exist yet. What? Just die.
Shut up, Ryan. How dare you?
You know, when you said canon, I thought you were talking about like Blastoise's sweet ass rubber cannons. I was gonna say, fuck you, that's a cannon that shoots Mewtwos.
When I was, I don't know if I was the only one that did this. When I was like a little kid in elementary school, I would always
cannons that shot Mewtwo cards.
No, but whenever like there was a presentation, I would take my poster and like roll it up, wear my backpack, and put it in like the bottle holder, like the water bottle holder on the side, and then pretend to be Blastoise when I was walking around the school hall.
That's pretty legit, man. That's fucking legit. Did you like squirt anybody in the face?
That sounds so bad. That sounds.
Deal with it.
Oh, how legitimate.
Pretty much. That's
about it for new releases.
That's pretty new.
Yeah. And topical.
Mm-hmm. Tropical.
Mm-hmm. And hell.
Okay. Oh, that's it? That's it for the releases?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, baby. Well,
wait, that's what comes out this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I did that.
What, no Magic the Gathering, Duel of the Planeswalkers?
I didn't list everything. That thing comes out. I don't care. There's also like a battleship simulator. No, it was a ship simulator. Extremes.
Well, I played so much Magic growing up. That's why I had to talk about it. It was and like I said in my article, like I'm terrified of playing more Magic because I can buy Magic cards, like a lot of them. And then I'm a Magic card hoarder, and then no one ever hears from me again.
But I'm on the inside now, Ryan, so I can get you like the rarest cards,
and also a counselor.
You know, Ryan,
a counselor to get me over my obsession when that inevitably right. happens.
You know, Ryan, me and Gabe were using what was that program me and you were using?
Fuck, I don't know.
Cockatrice.
Cockatoo. What? I don't know.
Gabe is a Magic card.
Me and Gabe played Magic online against each other. We just used basically a game board that was generated by this program. And then just digital cards.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of funny. I think it was Secret Tunnel commented in the article. He's like, man, you know all the cool kids played Pokemon. And I was like, you realize that the years I listed there, Pokemon cards did not exist.
Like, Pokemon did not exist.
For, well,
they did.
It, well, not... not I listed
we
ages
all knew.
12, I listed yeah. ages, what, like 12 to 16, which would have been... which would have ended in 1998. Right, was when I was 16.
Pokemon was around
Pokemon came was started in 1996.
The cards yes. didn't come out.
The cards didn't come out till 99.
Oh,
so
I remember, Gabe. I was there at the first.
Yeah. So really? Yeah, like the cards did not exist during that time frame.
And you
I
know
used
what?
To go to Toys R Us at like fucking 5 a.m. or not 5 a.m. maybe like 6 or 7 a.m. But like on Saturday morning, I'd go to Toys R Us and do the Pokemon tournaments with the cards. And they had gym leaders.
Hell
like
yeah.
All the different card shops around town. They would be like, oh, I have the boulder badge. I have the water badge. And they had like amazing decks that you would have to beat in order to earn the badge. It was pretty badass, actually.
Oh. Like, you know, I went into, there was a card shop in Dickinson, and I went in there. I think it's still open. It's one of the few that actually kind of managed to survive, and I think the way they do it is they keep a very low inventory, so they don't have much in there, and then they hold tournaments and stuff. But me and my old roommate, we wandered in there one day. It's probably 2 years ago or so, maybe a little bit longer. We wandered in there, and there was people playing like Warhammer and different card games and whatnot. And we found out a guy we went to high school with like runs like Sunday Pokemon tournaments. I was like, man. And like, he's like our age, so he was behind the curve too and still got into it. Like, pretty hardcore apparently, and still plays.
Badass.
Yeah. But, anyway.
Yeah. Well, alright guys, let's talk about what we've been up to in the last 2 weeks since we haven't caught up. I guess we can only talk about one game in particular.
Yeah.
So make it the goodest one.
The goodest one, everyone.
The most good.
What is the goodest one?
I don't know, the most interesting one you have to talk about. Dylan, what's the most interesting thing you've been playing in the last 2 weeks?
Really?
The game of life.
Yes, really.
Fuck. I don't know, I haven't had time for video games. There was Shadows of the Damned, which is fucking fun as hell. But I'll talk about the expansion for Civ 5.
Gods and Kings.
That sounds less interesting than Shadows.
I know. But we already all know about Shadows of the Damned. It's fun. This is my big boner. Magnifico. That's pretty much all you have to say about that game. It's like, oh, that's awesome. Dude. Gods and Kings is actually, it's a really good expansion. Do a lot of fixing to the multiplayer. There was some issues that have been persisted for about a year now, give or take. But this fixes almost all of them. I don't have any major complaints yet. I'll find something to complain about. But for anybody that played Civ 4. And remember how much the expansions improved that. It's kind of the same with this. It's a decent addition, and now Civ 5 is awesome. And I could spread the religion of fanboyism across the land.
Which is literally a thing you're doing.
Yep, it really is. But I guess there wasn't that much to talk about with that other than, oh man, it's fucking awesome. It's cool. I really haven't been playing much of else, anything else. I guess me and Gabe started. Oh yeah, Ratchet and Clank. All for One.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's got that little thing that I've been missing from co-op games, that competitive edge to it. Racing to get those bolts, and I've beaten Gabe every time. It's like I'm Wolverine in Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and Gabe is just some shitty asshole.
You guys remember when they added that character in a character pack?
Some shitty asshole.
Some shitty asshole.
Yeah, it was Cyclops in the DLC for that game.
And they charged you $3 for it.
Some shitty asshole. You could buy the Chevy Blazer outfit.
Yeah.
If I could play as a Chevy Blazer and just ram into Gabe all day.
God, that somebody make that really a somebody gross. Make that a sound bite.
You're not getting paid for this.
How can you make it worse? Oh,
you feel warm inside.
Oh man. Yeah, that's all I've been doing.
Should we just stop, like, right now?
Yes.
Can this be over?
Yes.
Gabe, what have you been playing?
Oh, I've got a flat tire.
Oh, that's a lot less horrifying if you think about it as a truck.
How about if I start singing, like a rock?
Oh, God damn it. Gabe, go.
I've been dabbling in a lot, but mainly I've been playing them GameCube games. And
GameCube.
The only one that I've finished is Luigi's Mansion, because it's really short, and I suck at Beautiful Joe.
You suck at all the other ones.
Hey, shut up.
I can't beat the first mini-boss in Beautiful Joe.
I beat that thing. I didn't beat the helicopter.
Which one is that?
The helicopter.
The helicopter and the boss.
Oh, yeah, I beat that.
Yeah.
It's not even the boss of the stage. It's just a mini-boss.
Yeah. That game's hard as balls, man.
Yeah, but come on, man.
Yeah,
come
on, Gabe.
I beat the game.
Second. Yeah, fuck me, right? This is just the episode where everyone fucks Gabe in their own ways.
Sorry,
Gabe. Clothing.
Boom.
Off it. Just continue, Gabe.
Gabe
just
hasn't got a chance to experience Davison yet.
Davison's
sorry.
Yeah, but I don't know. I started up Pikmin. I was just playing before the podcast, and I'll keep playing after it. I think Javi and I are gonna have a little Pikmin race or something.
Me and Gabe have been playing GameCube games together. Like, I beat Luigi's Mansion the same night, or maybe the night before, that Gabe beat his
Ain't that
Luigi's
cute?
Mansion. Isn't that adorable?
The difference
and heard,
is
and then,
Gabe's
And Javi was
in
jealous
these,
when I was playing
so
Wind Waker.
So it takes him twice as long as Javi.
I'll get my
there's
Pikmin
no
shame
on. In that.
Beat him. No, I mean, there's a little bit of shame in not being able to beat the first mini-boss of Beautiful Joe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but
that's,
there's no
that's,
shame
you know, that's
like,
kind of
oh,
embarrassing.
It's your first time, you can't keep up.
Yeah. And I also realized how just bad Sonic Adventure 2 is. Like, fuck.
Whatever. Rolling around at the speed of sound.
Like, that was fun. That was fun, and then Knuckles. Pumpkin Hill.
Pumpkin Hill. The fighting freak Knuckles. With Pumpkin Hill.
But I hooked up my Xbox finally, so I can play more Halo.
Xbox. I was watching Foz play with you guys. That looked like so much fun, man.
I was fucking kicking ass. First time playing Halo in like 6 months, and somehow I was amazing.
Yeah,
and
that was
Fozzie
fun.
Was really yeah. underwhelming.
Which is dope.
Fozzie's always underwhelming.
We had a seven game win streak, and then lost the next one.
Yeah, we had that one bad
It was
game.
Close,
was that?
Though.
That was the
was
DRM, or whatever it's called, mission level that we did.
Yeah.
Was that the one we lost? I think that's the one.
Yeah, it was, I forget what. And then we did firefight, and that was
fire,
nice.
Fire.
Fire. Yeah.
Huh, I like how no one is abiding by the one
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah, well.
Because no one gives a shit about your stupid rule.
Yeah.
Well, that was
I agree.
Gabe's the one who died and made himself King Koopa.
Yeah.
Monkeys!
Yeah. We got plenty of time. We're not.
Yeah.
We're not plenty of time. Like we usually are at this point.
You answer to Gabe.
Don't answer to me. Because apparently whenever I become the focus, it just ends up with me getting either raped or hurt in some way. So...
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. There was no rape involved.
Too far.
Dude, Gabe. Why you gotta bring that kind of shit?
That shit was
mutual. Because we're racy. We're edgy.
Dude, because of you, now we're gonna get like 4 IGN and Kotaku articles talking about rape and...
Yeah, way to go, Gabe.
Son of a bitch.
Talking about Hitman trailers and stuff.
And why the Resistance franchise has been ruined.
Are you done, Gabe?
No, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's done. I'm done.
I want to hop in and talk about Lollipop Chainsaw.
Whoa, we're on the sexism route. I know it.
I just realized I really fucked up and didn't say I played Gravity Rush, which is what I meant to talk about. But talk
that
about
sucks,
Lollipop.
Man. They
we'll
gave
talk
up
about
your
it.
Chance.
Just talk about it. Go for it.
All right, well, Gravity Rush, in short, it's like the perfect Vita game.
It's the only game.
Because okay, it's the only one that's there. And...
It's the only one that's done everything the Vita has to offer, like all the touchscreens, motion controls. It's the only one that's done that well.
It's so like it's Uncharted, the only reason to own touch a Vita. Were... Thanks.
Yeah, really. I mean, that and that, yeah. So as of right now, Gravity Rush is the only, I would say, like must-buy game for Vita.
After that E3 showing. Oh.
Yeah, we're getting sly. We're getting sly.
So is the PS3.
Nah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. I'll just say that real quick. Gravity Rush is really fun. You have a Vita, you should get it. If you don't have a Vita, think about getting one, maybe.
Think about it.
Ponder
what's wrong
it.
With you? If you don't have a Vita,
what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Because the Nintendo 3DS has games.
Yeah, it does. It also has a really unfortunate design.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want a new one.
Just imagine the Vita's design with Nintendo's games.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the Vita. The Vita's too big.
Well,
it's got two control sticks.
I don't know. I own it, Javi. I'm looking at it. It's perfect.
Yeah,
it's
but
perfect
cool. That's just because you have buyer's remorse.
No.
What?
On buyer's the Vita, fatigue. I don't have buyer's remorse.
Buyer's fatigue.
I don't regret buying
I'm
a Vita.
So fatigued.
I'm fatigued about the lack of games on the Vita.
Well, no, he's just wearing fatigues, and you can't see him. He's hiding in shame.
No, I'm just hiding behind my Chevy Blazer.
We just covered every definition of fatigue, folks. You're welcome.
Two?
Yeah, all two. All two.
You guys remember that iTunes review about 2 years ago, Laughing, the podcast?
Yeah, I feel like we've done a great job. At
this is really... definitions of the podcast.
We're living up... No, we're living up to Laughing.
I have
and intern abuse
on my arm. Laughing, the podcast.
It's
never
not
forget.
Abuse if he's not getting paid for it.
I don't think it. No, I'm just gonna let. Yeah.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Continue.
So, Javi, Lollipop Chainsaw. How's that?
Lollipop.
How's that little diddly?
I'm gonna fuck you up, douchebag.
I love that fucking game. All right, so I beat it, obviously. It's super, super short. I beat it, like, the second night I had it. And, I understand why a lot of people... I understand why it's getting the scores it's getting. In fact, I would probably give it around... Like, Game Trailers gave it a 6.5. But they were thoughtful with their review. Like, they said that, you know, a lot of the positive things about it, too, and that they really enjoyed it, and that basically their analogy was that this chainsaw ran out of gas before you were done... using it, you know, basically, and that they really enjoyed a lot of what was there, even though it wasn't polished, which is, you could copy and paste those complaints onto any Suda 5-1 game. Like, they all are rough around the edges. They all sort of feel like indie development studio games, or not, maybe not indie, but very small, which is exactly what Grasshopper Manufacture is. It's just like 12 or 15 guys. So, yeah, I mean, the game's really, really stylized, really, really cool and funny. Like, it's dripping with humor. Like, God, I laughed harder while playing that game than anything I can remember.
Like, even Shadows of the Damned.
Yeah, yeah. Even especially, yeah, dude. It was just so funny. Like, I love the way that Juliet and Nick like talk to each other. The banter between them is just so good. I mean, there's shit like the color. She's all, Nick, what's your favorite color? And this is while you're playing and walking around. She's like, what's your favorite color? And he's like, blue. No, green. And then she goes, I love learning about you, Nick. And then he's like, ah, I fucked up. It's yellow. I don't know. There's just so much just strange, like, crude humor, like, everywhere. And I love it. I think it's so much fun.
It was really interesting playing Gravity Rush while listening to Javi play that game.
Yeah. It just has, like, an amazing, like, crazy soundtrack, and they got, like, all this licensed music for all sorts of just little moments in the game that really just sell it, you know? I mean, they have that 50s lollipop song whenever you're in the store, which totally fits. And then they have a Hey Mickey every time you turn on your, like, rage mode or whatever, when you're all, like, glowing. And they have, like, this fucking awesome 80s song. It slips my mind right now, but it's, like, from The Wedding Singer. Like, that just pops up at one point when you're in the farm. And then just throughout, there's just all this, like, strange punk rock and, like, death metal and then just weird happy shit just all over the place. And it just fits. It's crazy and so entertaining. It's super, super entertaining. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, though, would I recommend it? I don't think so. I mean, I would say I fucking loved it. I had a lot of fun with it, and I would plead my case. But then I would also say that it's got a lot of issues. It's super short. Like, and this reminds me of an old argument that we had on the show when me and Ryan were talking about how we would review games. Where, like, Ryan, you don't like factoring in price when you're when you're doing a score.
Good man.
I feel like it would be my responsibility with this because it's.
But I think that's well, I guess not to break out the whole argument again, but it's just I think it's more for me. It's like here's the game, and then it's up to you to make your own value judgment of what like I don't think I couldn't sit there and be like, well, I wouldn't recommend it for $60. It'd be, here's what you're getting, now you decide if $60 is worth it, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
Good man.
I understand that. I understand that, but yeah, I don't know. I still would, even though I'm saying I loved the game and it was probably my favorite game I played this year, mm-hmm. I would give it a 6.5. And that's not just because of the price of the game. It's just, it's kind of, it's flawed. It's very flawed. And it's also, it's super polarizing, too. I mean, like, that game would offend a lot of people, you know? Like, it's super violent. The language is horrible. Like, they swear all the time with no remorse. And the humor is very immature. Like, yeah, it's self-aware, though, you know? It's not like, it's just pandering. It's not pandering. It's just, it wants to be crazy and offensive, I guess. I don't think it wants to be offensive, but it wants to just be, let its freak flag fly, you know, and that's not for everybody. I mean, for example, Devin just fucking hates the game. Just because of, you know, and that's why he refuses to try Saints Row, the same thing, you know, like some people just, that's not for them. So, yeah, I mean, just proceed with caution, but I fucking loved Lollipop Chainsaw, and I can't wait. I'm gonna play through it again and again on harder difficulties. Yeah, really good stuff.
Cool. Good man. Yeah. Good man.
I guess this just leaves me.
Yep.
Yeah. Who? I think I've picked up a controller all of twice in the past week, and it's been a little more trying to get through Crysis 2. And then, as mentioned earlier, me and Gabe and Fozzie played some Halo Reach the other night.
Awesome!
That was fun. That was a good time. I've been like really
excited for Halo 4 ever since I saw that. Like, I'll just think about it. I'm like, oh man, it's gonna be so much fun. Like, I don't know. So, like, picking up Reach the other night and playing around with that was just more confirmation of that. Like, I really like that franchise. And
it got you fucking pumped for Hawken.
Yeah! You guys took that as like a literal one-to-one. I said it and I was continuing my sentence, and before I could get the next word out, you two were like, what?
That's how you argue, Ryan. That's how it works.
That's how it's
like,
done.
You don't even. I couldn't even get out the next word, and you guys were already like, "What are you talking about?" Well, I'm about to tell you what I'm talking about. No, all I said was that Hawken, and I've said this on the podcast, like Hawken just looks like a first-person shooter with bullet sponges. Like, that's what Halo is. It doesn't seem to take full advantage of the fact that you're in giant robots.
Yeah.
By making you faster and
I guess, like,
I don't know, I don't get this stuff. You the mech guy.
Ryan's built a mech.
Yeah.
Well, I've built a Hawken.
I'd buy a
like,
Hawken.
Well, the game looks beautiful. I'm gonna play it. I just saying it's not quite the same as it's not the same thing that I get out of like the BattleTech games, so I'm not dissing Hawken. It's just not quite the mech experience that I'm used to or want. But it's still, as a game, yeah, it looks like a blast, and I'll play it.
Fuck Hawken. Anyway. It's just like Halo.
Yeah, but I like Halo, so.
That fuck Halo. Sense, Gabe. It's like Hawken.
No, but no, it was cool to pick up a Halo game again and play it. Like It's one of those things where, because we play so many games, like, you don't get to go back and play stuff like Halo very often. So, it was nice. I enjoyed it. But other than that, I really haven't played much of anything. I haven't picked up anything new in a while.
It looks like it's time to pick up Civ 5.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think, what did I see that was coming out? Oh, yeah, I think in August is the Transformers game. I can't really think of anything else that's like...
Have fun with that one.
Enjoy that.
Actually, you know what would be
Dylan's
cool?
Dylan liked the other one.
I did, get it. Just not the co-op.
Coop? Hanging with Mr. Co-op.
The coop was shit.
I like the co-op.
You guys took all my ammo. I was Megatron.
That was the worst part.
You do not.
You stole all the ammo. I was Megatron. What?
His biggest complaint is that he played with assholes.
No, the problem was there was an ammo box for your main weapon, yet only one of you can use it. So half the time you're just running around with no ammo while someone else is doing all the work.
It's competitive.
Yeah,
that's that competitive edge you want so bad.
That's a shitty competitive edge. I'd rather just take all your kills as Silver Surfer. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's like pointing to Spider-Man. He's like, oh, I'm getting so many kills. I'm just like,
Galactic Might.
Oh, you wanted all those kills and points? Sorry. I'll take them
fucking
all.
Silver Surfer, man. You can just shoop the whoop from across the room. Like, Spider-Man's, like, running towards a guy to punch him, and you just shoop, and the guy just blows up before
fair.
I can get close.
We'd see an enemy, and I'd have them dead almost immediately before Javi even gets to the enemies.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
I was, like, playing Mass Effect 3 with Fozzie at first, because he'd been playing... And he had like a level 16 character, and me and Gabe wander in there with our level 1s, and he's just like, shoot, shoot, shoot. Fozzie flies across the screen and kills him. Motherfucker!
Yep, pretty much. Yeah. That was the best part about that game, though, and the more kills I got, the more points I got, which meant I could level up my skill even further than Javi can. Thus, me continuing the cycle.
Rich get richer.
Pretty much.
I always thought Marvel Ultimate Alliance was the perfect analogy for life.
Except for the second one. The second one had no, like, competition.
No real
at all.
Life consequences.
I like the second one a lot, but the first one, it's shittier and it's funner.
Yeah, it's funnier too. I mean, it's just it's
well,
so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, you remember getting sucked into that well in Asgard?
Yes, all the superheroes turn into spaghetti. Like they all get stretched out
man,
super long.
It's so bad. There's a shitty pitfall arcade game.
Yeah.
And as soon as we get it done, one of us enters right back into it. No! No!
We're like, shit, I pressed A.
We were playing on the Wii, too. So it was always like, constantly, who's turning the camera?
That was a launch title for the Wii, so they just wanted to throw every single motion functionality in there. So if you held the nunchuck controller in any way other than just straight up and down, like if you were resting your hand like to the side, it would start rotating the camera around everybody.
It was making us so fucking sick. We played that game for like 8 hours, and I swear to God, we got motion sickness.
Yeah, well, you're playing with four fucking people. One of them is bound to rest their hand on their side. The whole camera just starts spinning around everybody. Oh god!
I didn't need it. I could just Galactic Might my way to victory.
Galactic Might.
I was so disappointed that Silver Surfer wasn't in the sequel.
Yeah. God, that first game's so fun.
I know. I really wish. Man, we should buy it for the 360 and just play online.
I don't even have a 360.
Fozzy does.
Oh. Yeah. Ryan, did you talk about what you played?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, no worries. Hey.
What else is new?
Oh, hey, by the way, it's not only time to do some housekeeping and someone's here, but
leave her
that
out
was
there.
Awkward.
She's here, and she's a year older.
She is a year older.
She is a year old.
Hey, Lori.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy 20th? 20th birthday.
That's
funny thing about
said.
Lori, her birthday is also located on her graduation day.
So congratulations on
so
that,
congratulations
too.
Congratulations on graduating.
Congratulations.
I don't think they happened on the exact same day.
Congratulations.
They were close.
Yeah, they were very close.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, you can't win them all.
Yeah.
But you can graduate.
In the game of birthdays and graduation, can't win them all.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But that's a full year of housekeeping that you've done for us. Mm-hmm. Not really.
Appreciate
it's
it.
Getting there. I don't. When did she start housekeeping?
I don't know.
Someone find out. Start? Go into the annals of Game Over Nation. Get in your Chevy Blazer history. And go through our annals. And see if
Why? As Dylan said earlier, I'm going to
I'm going to drive my Chevy Blazer into Gabe repeatedly.
With a Chevy Blazer, I'm going to ram into Gabe.
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
Or over and over again.
Yeah, find out when she started.
Yeah. Happy birthday!
Yes, happy birthday. Lori.
Yo, Lori's. Happy birthdays.
It wouldn't be a proper birthday wish if we hadn't made it weird.
Apparently she graduated from culinary school. So
yeah,
that
yeah,
means
some kind of yeah, it was
once the Game Over Nation crew hits it big and we need to hire a personal chef, you know who we can be hiring.
Yeah.
We'll fly you out.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant Lori.
Oh, were
sorry.
We doing a thing?
Lori Ramsay.
Qua.
We're going to give her a kitchen nightmare. This is Dylan yelling at her.
I'm pretty good at yelling.
He's yelling, where's the lamb sauce?
She's like, I don't know what that is. I made it up.
I want Blazer sauce.
So it's time for some listener mails.
Mail.
Mm.
Some male, female. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Message.
All right. So Ryan, what's going on in the Tweedly?
So I guess what you're telling me is that we have no actual email.
That is correct.
Okay, so then we have one question this week, and it comes
but it's a
from
good
Hayden
one.
Weiss.
But it's a good one.
I know
and
that
it
guy.
Is. I'm sending it in here, Twitter, because I'm lazy. Do you guys have any favorite kung fu / martial arts movies?
You're fucking right, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot.
Connoisseurs.
Rush Hour.
Whoa.
Ryan, dude.
The Tuxedo.
Ryan.
That is a terrible fucking choice, Ryan.
Spy Next Door.
Rush Hour. Okay, don't get me wrong. Rush Hour is an awesome movie, but
it's not a martial arts
movie. I think Rush Hour 2 is far superior.
It has martial arts in it, but it's not a martial arts movie.
Brett Ratner said it best in his commentary for Rush Hour. He said that American audiences can't, for the most part, you know, they don't want the typical Hong Kong kind of action movie. Like they can't handle 40 minutes straight of just fucking ass kicking. That they want it in short little spurts, and then they want humor and little things. Like they want a story going on for basically.
So that's where Chris Tucker came in.
Yeah, well, the problem with bringing Jackie Chan to American cinema at the time was, I mean, he had tried before and nobody really dug it. Like, he had moderate success with Rumble in the Bronx on DVD and stuff, but, like, in theaters, it was just kind of, and the way they, yeah, and so, like, the way to transition him in is they needed something to ground him, and so they made that buddy cop movie, basically. But anyways, yeah, Rush Hour is not the best martial arts movie, though. Not even close.
I don't know, man.
Ryan, we're going to have to like watch a bunch of kung fu movies together.
I'll drive over there
in my Chevy Blazer.
I think the best kung fu movie I've seen is Who Am I? Jackie Chan's Who Am I?
Who Am I? I don't know for that. Well, except for that last fight scene. That last fight scene's fucking awesome.
And has a sweet car chase, too.
But,
that's not kung fu, though.
Who Am I is one of the first movies I remember watching with Javi.
Such a fucking
It was so fucking funny.
It fell down to the car park!
It's in the car park! Pick it up!
Pick it up! And, like, I love the beginning when, like, this retarded guy's like,
3D.
What's going on? Yeah, he's like, quickly! Package it up or whatever, and then the scientist with like the fucking bottle cap glasses looks at the camera.
You don't understand the power.
You don't understand the power. Awesome. And there's like this cartoon tube that's out of control, and then it cuts to a car blowing up.
More than just kung fu movies, me and Javi are big Jackie Chan fans.
Yeah.
How can you not be?
What? That man is so lovable in all of his antics.
I know a lot of people kind of... I don't know. You know what always blew my mind is the comparison of Jackie Chan versus Jet Li. Because Jet Li ain't doing shit for me.
I think he's boring.
I don't get it.
I think he's fucking boring.
He is so boring. So boring. Especially, like, his American films are just abysmal. But
yeah, the only, like, Jet Li movie I can really think of is...
like, four of his movies.
Yeah, I can think of Unleashed, which is horrible. And
it's my dog.
There was that one with
that has Mario.
There was that one with Aaliyah. It was so bad she died.
Oh my god.
I've always wanted to fucking do that.
Was that Romeo Must Die or Kiss of the Dragon?
No, that was Romeo Must Aaliyah.
Those
must
are the
die.
Same fucking movie.
Pretty much.
They have like the same DVD cover, just like red flames behind Jet Li. And some weird Chinese symbols.
Remember that? What was it? The One?
Yeah, the one where he fights himself.
Get up! Come on, get down with the sickness! That was like... That soundtrack was fucking awesome. It was all like...
Wait, that was the actual song that played for that fight?
Yes!
Oh, I thought that was like some fan-made video!
No! Like, that scene... That scene is so funny. There's some fucking mouse comes up with an explosive tied to its testicles, and then all of a sudden you hear, ooh, ah, 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 and then it blows up. It blows up.
It's like the worst music you can think of.
Yeah.
Christ. My favorite, I guess, kung fu movie is Police Story.
Really?
Yeah, I fucking love Police Story.
I don't... No, I don't remember, like, the fighting being, like, too extensive or crazy in that. I mean, there is fighting,
well,
but
well, if
it's
you
very,
want to talk
like,
about
minimal.
Better fight scenes, the Police Story 2 has the the playground fight, which is fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. But if we're talking about in the best individual fights, shit. There's
you gotta give props to the fucking ladder fight in Jackie Chan's First Strike, where he has a ladder like on his head and he's like flipping it back and forth and jumping through it. That's fucking
crazy. Every Jackie Chan movie has something that's like really cool.
If we want to talk about individual fights, the Legend of Drunken Master.
Yeah.
That last 7-minute scene took him 4 months to film.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he, like, burned his hands off. He, like, falls into his coals with his bare hands and starts pulling himself along. It's fucking crazy.
Wheels on Meals has a great fucking fight towards the end. There was one that me and you watched recently.
Thunderbolt
had that fantastic fucking scene inside the arcade.
Yeah.
That was really good.
And a solid classic is Rumble in the Bronx.
The Bronx has that awesome fight scene at the with the pool table and like the refrigerators and shit. Yeah.
Okay, let me give
one
an
that was recent. One of his recent ones, Gorgeous, had a really good fight towards the end.
Yeah, but that movie is really
the
hard
movie
to watch.
Sucks,
like,
but it has a really good
so
fight
bad.
At the end.
Yeah, and that's impressive because Jackie was old.
Well, yeah, most of these like later than 97 or 99 or so.
You want to know a Jackie Chan movie that's not an American movie and it's still, I think it's a pretty good movie, like a good action movie, is New Police Story. Check out New Police Story.
That one's really good.
And that has like this big fight in Legoland at the end, like in like this Lego store at the mall. It looks so cool. Like, there's all these like giant colorful blocks everywhere and stuff. It's pretty rad.
I think me and you watched this one, the original Drunken Master, the 1978.
Yeah.
I like that one.
They're okay. I find them a little hard to watch. I don't know.
You guys are only naming Jackie Chan.
Bruce Lee, you know, he's classic, but, you know...
Bloodsport, anybody?
Bloodsport! Amazing fucking song. And then that scene that Ramesh always, you're not gonna call the cops.
I just love that every single thing that Van Damme does in that movie, he has to, like, yell. And it's in slow motion. Everything's in slow motion.
Yeah.
Just, But I want to give an honorable mention to Ong Bak. I think Ong Bak is a fucking... badass movie. The Protector kind of went a little overboard with, like, it took everything from Ong Bak and tried to make it bigger, but I think that kind of took away from the whole thing.
Yeah.
How is nobody giving any love to Hilary Swank?
Because she fell down and broke her neck on a stool. I really like the Chinese Connection with Bruce Lee.
There are some honorable mentions before I get to my favorite one. Kung Fu Hustle is a lot of fun.
I like Shaolin Soccer more.
Shaolin Soccer is the other one I was going to say. And also, it's not a kung fu movie, but it just has, like, my favorite fight scene in any movie is Old Boy.
The tunnel fight where they pull out the camera
and it's a 4-minute
uncut. Like a fucking video game, like beat 'em up scene. It's so cool.
It's 4 minutes of uncut footage of just a fight, of just this guy working his way down a tunnel of men.
He's going down a hallway
with
just like 50 dudes coming at him. He has a hammer.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Awesome. Be warned, that movie is super, super disturbing. Especially at
disturbing,
the end.
Oh, gory, everything.
Street Fighter, very good. With Sonny Chiba are really good. I like those.
Martial Law, the TV show with Sammo Hung?
Whoa, I do like Sammo Hung.
I used to watch that shit all the time. It was, what happened to those kind of primetime shows? Like, it was like they had Walker Texas Ranger, Martial Law, just like all these weird
Night Court.
Action.
Dallas ruined it.
They had, like, all these action movie TV shows.
After the shitty ending of Dallas, no one ever wanted those again.
When it was all a dream?
No, no, that's a different one. That was the hospital show with Mr. Feeny.
You know, it was
Saint
awesome.
Elsewhere. That was Saint Elsewhere, and it's all a dream within an autistic kid's head, just staring at a snow globe.
You know it was a badass show? Nash Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
But that show's tight.
I don't know if this counts as a kung fu movie, really, because it's more swords. But Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
What?
I love that movie.
I mean, really? It's a good movie, but I don't consider the action really good because
it's just flying around.
Yeah, they're just.
I love those fight scenes. The bamboo shoots. The bamboo shoots.
Movies.
They're so cool.
Like, I love. What was that one hero? Where he did a lot of just flying through the sky.
Yeah.
You don't like those fights?
I don't like wire work. I think it's boring.
Wire work is lame.
I usually find wire work very lame.
Which
but
is why
in those movies.
Crouching Tiger was just a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. It's a good movie. I just don't think exciting. This is why Jackie Chan.
I like those fights.
So much.
I like those.
That's why me and Javi like him so much. Cause he's
let's just answer Heidi Weiss's. Let's answer Hayden Weiss's question. Let's all give one movie. So, like, if any listeners are out there, check out these fucking movies. So, I'm going to give Who Am I? Jackie Chan's Who Am I? Definitely.
Who Am I's great. That's his best movie.
Yeah.
Gabe?
Anybody
Dylan?
Else?
Dylan?
Oh, Police Story 2.
Mm.
I'm just thinking of that fucking playground scene.
Ryan's going to be like, Transformers Dark of the Moon.
No.
Megatron, it's just me, Prime.
Ryan, just some Chinese connection.
No.
Oh.
Enter the Dragon.
I think I'm going to go with Karate Kid 1.
I love that movie. Although
get
karate
him a body
pack!
I'm
not
going
kung fu
to tell
at all.
You to sweep the leg and see Karate Kid. No, it's terrible, but
I don't know. More specifically, the Will Smith remake
terrible?
With
it's
Jackie Chan.
Yeah, it's kind of bad. I mean, I still like it, like, but
Daniel,
I don't think it's one that would hold up if you've never seen it, like, now.
Mr. Miyagi could fuck those kids
up.
Yeah,
he could.
I mean, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
It is like a
finger.
I haven't watched a lot of kung fu karate movies in my
day. Whoa, dude.
That's too bad.
The fuck, man?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen bits and pieces of different Jackie Chan movies and stuff, but I certainly can't recall any.
Funny thing,
Ryan,
me and Javi,
we're gonna watch some goddamn.
We had already seen a good majority of Jackie Chan films, and so we were trying to find some new ones. And Javi ended up buying The Prisoner because Jackie's right on the cover. He's
well,
in the
hold on,
fucking
let's,
10 minutes.
Let's put some context here. The DVD cover has Jackie Chan on the front, and then it says, well, like, and he has a film called Rumble in the Bronx, which is, like, a huge hit for him. And this thing says, Jackie Chan is the prisoner, and then it says Rumble in the prison, or Rumble in the cell? Rumble in the
Rumble
something,
in the prison.
In the prison, I guess, yeah. And that's all that's on the cover. And then you watch the movie, there's like some random guy you've never heard of as the main character, and Jackie's just some random cellmate in some other, like he's like a bully.
And Javi
like
wondered
extra.
Why they named Pikmin to kind of sound like Pokemon. It just worked on him.
It was so disappointing. We were coming down from like a high of like a few days of watching nothing but Jackie Chan movies.
Fuck yeah.
And we're like, oh, The Prisoner, that sounds cool.
Yeah,
the
that week we got
this
Operation
shit?
Condor.
Yeah.
What was it? Operation Condor and fuck, what was the other one? Super Cop. We got like all these awesome
Project
Jackie
A.
Chan movies. Project A. Yeah. And then god damn it, what a terrible
Well, I'm just looking at like kung fu movies right now. Everyone with Bruce Lee is
the
same
cover.
Picture. Yeah, but just with a different filter on it.
Yeah.
Oh, let me say
Fist
what
of Fury
that, what
is really good.
Movie?
Chinese Connection's really good, like I said. I can't remember the name of the one where he goes to the island. Fuck.
There's that one movie that's just coming out or whatever, The Raid or whatever. Or
yeah,
what
and the, yeah. I don't know if that really counts as kung fu. It has fights in it.
It does.
But...
It looks very kung fu-ish. Like I mean,
it's on this list. It's on this list for kung fu movies. So yeah, we'll count it.
Yeah, it's It's like in that weird half section of like called Gun Fu.
Like that Christian Bale movie?
Yeah.
It had Sean Bean in it for 10 minutes.
Equilibrium. That movie's weird.
But
I think that's still in your closet at your house.
Yeah.
I'm gonna change my answer. I'm gonna say Kung Fu Movie to watch Kung Fu Hustle. I'm remembering now, like, I like that movie more than Challenge Soccer.
What?
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
It's
love
got a lot
Kung
of
Fu
stuff
Hustle.
That's hit or miss. I think the Looney Tunes stuff is a miss for me. Like, I don't.
Buddhist
really
Palm, bro. Buddhist Palm. Shit's dope.
Yeah, like, when he's running and his legs are like Sonic the Hedgehog, I hate that shit. Like, that's not funny. It's stupid. In that case, I'm a lot like Devin. Like, I have no tolerance for that kind of humor. I just think it's dumb. Yeah.
But, does Kill Bill count for Kung Fu?
Nah, it's more Souls of Play. Yeah.
You know, he did say
martial arts.
See, I'm thinking Heidewise meant those like 70s martial art films, which
he
are all
didn't
awesome.
Specify.
So we just went rampant.
Yeah, we did.
But
we talked more about Kung Fu
also,
this podcast and anything
I was reminded of House of Flying Daggers, which is better than Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
I've heard that name a million times. I've never seen it though. I don't even know.
I love that movie. It's more it's like the same kind of stuff. Like it'll be like wire work and shit, but I like that in those kind of movies.
Yeah, you like that a lot.
I do. I do.
Oh, Ip Man.
Ip Man. I've not seen that. I've seen a highlight reel on YouTube.
Dylan, wasn't Ip Man 2 better than 1?
I think I liked the second one more.
Yeah, check out Eat Man 2. I think it's still on Netflix. If not,
I think I don't remember.
Actually,
the second
one
had
the first
boxing
one,
guy.
That guy's cool, or that yeah, that British guy. Yeah, that's right. Eat Man is kind of a weird martial arts thing. It's kind of fun watching the teacher because he's so calm and confident. He's like the coolest dude in the world. But
that movie's fucking brutal.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, both Eat Man 1 and 2. Are on Netflix, and since you're
I know, nice. That's where we watched them.
Check those out.
We also watched Chocolate.
Chocolate. Chocolate. Oh yeah, Chocolate. Well, check out Chocolate. That movie's fucking cool with the like retarded girl that could kick ass.
Yeah, you know that one.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, that was Johnny Depp.
Yeah, so wait, it's not Chocolate.
Fuck.
Chocolate. Check out Chocolate.
Chocolate.
All right. Well, yeah. That was a... Well, thank you, Heidewise,
for tangent.
That.
Yeah.
Fun tangent. Yeah. Yes. So that's it, Ryan?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, cool.
I'm glad you had so much to say.
Well, we got a tweet that said, "Howdy, Game Over Nation. John pointed out you will be interested in... at Halo 4 promo profile." Thanks, I guess.
Oh,
that's not really a question.
That's interesting.
I'm also not interested in it, so.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you?
Dylan's down.
Interesting.
All right, so that's going to do it for episode 52 of Game Over Nation. If you have any thoughts or queries that you'd like to share with us and send in for next week's show, you can mail them into mail@gameovernation.com or you can tweet at us @gameovernation. Make sure to follow us and like us on Facebook. You can find all the links to all that stuff on our sidebar at gameovernation.com. If you like the show, spread the word. Tell your friends about us.
Uh-huh.
You can also support us by buying a print of a comic or just hitting the donate button.
Just straight up donate, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or buy me something. That's something you could do too.
Buy us lunch by donating.
No.
We gotta eat lunch.
Gabe's gonna need it after the trauma that he's about to endure.
Buy it, do some more. Buy it very slowly.
Very slowly.
Very slowly.
Have some campaign.
Have some campaign.
Good idea.
Rub your hands against your own hands.
True Lies. That's another one you should watch. Not Kung Fu, but. James
That's
Cameron's finest
sexy.
Work.
That's my favorite James Cameron movie. So
it's his finest work. Absolutely.
Yeah. Alright.
I don't know.
Fuck
right,
your
guys.
Avatar.
That's his magnum opus.
I hope everybody had as much fun as we did. We will catch you guys next week for Game Over Nation. Until then, I'm Javi Rodriguez with Ryan De La Rosa.
Bye-bye.
And Dylan Roush.
Hello.
And Gabe Philbin.
I like turtles.
He likes turtles. And we're out.